Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Todd Crist, Enterprise Solutions Architect at Intel. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
So, Todd, why don't we just get started and talk about what it means to be an Enterprise Solutions Architect within the Data Center Group at Intel, and what is the scope of your focus for your organization?
As an Enterprise Solutions Architect, we work with a myriad of customers, whether it's the OEMs or actual end-user customers that are out in the enterprise workforce. My team is primarily focused on enterprise and government facilities, so we work with a big mix of customers that are dealing with enterprise challenges day-to-day in their own data centers. My org, specifically in the data center group, we do partner with several of the other teams within Intel, whether it's software-based, hardware-based, and we try and stitch those two together to give the best enterprise solutions for our customers.
Now, today's topic is talking about how IT organizations are looking at their various workloads and deciding on a cohesive strategy for placement of workloads based on a number of factors. Tell me about why this is such an important topic for IT today and what it means in terms of the business outcomes that are being driven through IT applications.
We've seen over the past couple of years, customers struggling with where to place their data. We've seen a huge expanse of growth in public cloud. And a lot of folks jumped on board because they saw it as a quick and easy solution. It was very easy to get products, faster time to market, essentially. So customers would essentially swipe a credit card and be able to start producing service. That was great for business. It gave them quick flexibility, some really good workload capacity considerations. But it also kind of took security and the IT group. It was a little blindsided, right? They were kind of like, hey, wait, we're losing control of our data. We're losing control of our security aspects. How can we make this better? So over the past couple of years, we've helped customers try to understand where their workloads can be placed best. There's several business considerations that you can take into account. Everybody wants that fast speed and agility, just like the public cloud provides. And a lot of the software vendors now out in the market, you can think of the big cloud service providers, Microsoft, Google. You've got OpenStack providers as well. A lot of these companies now are starting to develop software that works in the private cloud as easily as it would work in the public cloud as well. So it gets rid of that hesitancy to have, you know, a slower-based service on-premise. So you could actually use that single pane of glass, a quick, easy, and ordering mechanism to be able to get your workload up and running in a quick fashion. Some of the business considerations that we talk to customers about are obviously agility and time to market, being able to get their service and serviceability up in a fast speed. Legal and regulatory requirements are a big buzz right now. Things with GDPR 2018, a lot of customers are starting to focus in on that, of where your data is placed. Can it stay in country, move out of country? A lot of controls and mechanisms around that. So hybrid really helps with that model. And by hybrid cloud, I mean you have your on-site premise of private data center, and you connect into a public service provider, essentially. So it gives you that flexibility and control to be able to move your workloads in between both.
Now, obviously, this influences placement. It influences the type of infrastructure that would be required for the workload. So it has an opportunity to influence how Intel is delivering technology, as well as our partners within the industry. How does this reflect in terms of a choice of where to place an application and a choice of where to place data as my first question? And then can you comment on how this also influences infrastructure?
From a technical perspective, we're offering high performance. We always work on high-end security, and we try to tie all of these different avenues together. So whether you're placing data in a private data center or a public data center, Intel is in both of those arenas. And one of the reasons that we talk with our customers about some of these technical considerations is things like data latency or the size of your data or the cost to be able to move your data between data centers. That comes to be a real issue over time. That's what we saw with a lot of the public cloud providers, is that everybody jumped on board. They left a lot of resources just running without really monitoring it. They're kind of running up some bills and not really doing a lot of housekeeping. So some of the technical consideration here is to be able to place your data in the right location. We do have a white paper that's available online that shows the expanse of different types of applications that you can place in either of those locations, a public or private data center, but there are affinities of those different types of workloads. You'll find the high-end scientific or high-end engineering type applications that are super sensitive to latency. Those will generally be placed more in the private data center, and SaaS-based applications like web services, email services, those are generally more in the public sector. So we ask customers to kind of really sit down and understand, you know, what are the technical considerations above and beyond? What is the standard serviceability? What are their true requirements to be able to provide a solid SLA to each of their customers? And that's one of the big factors that helps them decide where do we place the data as these new ecosystems mature.
When you look at the advent of new types of workloads like autonomous driving or sensor networks that require some sort of extremely low latency performance, what does that tell you in terms of workload placement moving forward as we look forward to the growth of the edge as a place for data center type computing?
The inception of Internet of Things, IoT models, this edge compute model, essentially you think of cars, its own mini data center, or if you think of all the different sensor locations that are out in the world, there's a tremendous amount of data that has to be shared. Some of it's very latent sensitive, and others are just collecting data, right? And you have to do a lot of analytics and AI and machine learning to really figure out which data streams are important to pay attention to and which ones are just essentially busy noise. We see this moving forward as well. There's a lot of work in the ecosystem to be able to build around these major clouds. What we focus on are called like cloudlets. They're essentially mini instances of the bigger cloud that allow customers to be able to have that super low latency, high performance at that edge compute, but still be able to talk between these different clouds. And we see this over time with different types of technologies. As a new technology comes in, we focus in on that. We kind of compartmentalize the data to understand a little bit more, and then we stitch things together to make it more fluid. So essentially, as we get into the new 5G network moving forward and whatnot, there's going to be even more data coming at the data center. And customers are going to need to be aware of which workloads are placed where and where does the data go to, because that can be a lot of the function of where they place their workloads, is because if they're going to maximize, you know, their density of compute in one area, they want to make sure that they're close to that data that they're going to be analyzing and processing as well.
Now, where do you think that we're going with this in terms of the types of infrastructure that we're delivering across this new continuum? And how does this influence even into the data center components that we're delivering for the foundation of data center platforms?
Obviously, a lot of the big cloud type models are based on hyperconverged infrastructure, where you essentially have a platform that has compute, memory, and storage all based in each platform, and you're able to scale out with multiples of those platforms together. One of the big things that Intel has moved forward with is Intel Select Solutions. We've taken particular workloads that we have in place, and we establish a kind of a best known method or best of breed type design. We spec out which CPU, how much memory, how much storage, and kind of optimize around that workload. And it can be a single standalone application, or it can be a cloud-based application as well. And we publish those online. But that helps give customers some guidelines instead of trying to build the solution on their own and trying to hit or miss on performance or throughput or, you know, whatever their requirement is for that workload. We help to simplify that in our own labs. We test it out. Some of these tests will run for a week at a time to make sure that we get really good data. We also share that out with our customers, the OEMs, to be able to replicate these builds and take it as a reference design and be able to build that for their end users so they can get the best of breed in performance. And the customers have the knowledge that it is an Intel Select solution. We know that it's going to run best on Intel, and we promote workloads that fit those models.
Todd, thank you so much for your time today. Is there any other things that you would point folks to learn more about the work that Intel is doing in this space or to stay in touch with you and your team?
Definitely, Intel Chip Chat is a great place to look for all the upcoming communication that we've got going on. Go to intel.com/cloud. Tons of information out there, as well as all the new products. The new Xeon Scalable product line has been pretty fantastic. We've had really good customer adoption with our latest CPU, and stay connected with our leaders in the ecosystem.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for your time today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.